This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Spain ahead of NATO's summit Wednesday's NATO summit in Madrid, where he said he expects members of the alliance will maintain their strong support for Ukraine in its war with Russia. Speaking at a joint news conference with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Biden, who is looking to encourage any wavering NATO members, said that NATO allies remain committed to supporting Ukraine.
NATO is focused on all directions and domains, land, air, and sea. And, Mr. President, we also discussed how the United States and Spain and other allies are keeping needed weapons and equipment flowing to Ukraine. So they're standing up in ways that I don't think anyone anticipated, showing enormous bravery, enormous resolve. And we're continuing to tighten sanctions on Russia as well.
Sanchez says Putin's invasion of Ukraine in February represents a violation of international law and said Putin's actions confirm Spain's support for a rules-based international order. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials reported Tuesday Russia targeted more Ukrainian civilian sites with missiles a day after a deadly strike on a shopping center in the city of Kremenchuk killed at least 18 people. The officials said the new Russian attacks killed at least 8 civilians in strikes on the southern Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv and the northeastern region near Kharkiv, the country's second largest city. Among those killed was a 6-year-old girl, while dozens were injured, including a 3-month-old baby left in a coma. A Mykolaiv regional military administrator said Russia launched at least 11 missiles on targets in the region, with some missiles shot down by Ukrainian air defenses. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. southwestern state of Texas now say at least 50 migrants are dead after being found in a tractor trailer abandoned on a road near San Antonio. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The tractor trailer had been abandoned on a back road in San Antonio. Police Chief William McManus says a worker in a nearby building made the discovery.
Heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found a trailer with the doors partially open.
Fire Chief Charles Hood says 46 people inside were already dead, 12 adults and 4 children taken to hospitals.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle.
4 of those taken to hospital later died. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
This is nothing short of a horrific human tragedy.
Sound courtesy KSAT. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. House Congressional Panel investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol is hearing testimony Tuesday from Cassidy Hutchinson, an aide to former U.S. President Donald Trump's Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. Hutchinson was privy to key White House conversations as Trump sought to reverse his 2020 election loss. Hutchinson's testimony has been shrouded in secrecy, and the hearing itself came as a surprise, as Congress is in the midst of a 2-week recess, and the committee was not expected to meet again until July. Committee staff had declined to publicly identify Hutchinson, saying only that a hearing would be held to present recently obtained evidence. The committee had previously shown parts of Hutchinson's videotaped testimony from 3 private depositions she gave to the committee's investigators. The committee has been conducting closed hearings and its investigation for almost a year, but their first public meetings began about 3 weeks ago. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday the U.S. will provide nearly $55 million in immediate humanitarian assistance to those affected by last week's powerful earthquake in southeastern Afghanistan. In a release, the State Department said the funds will be delivered through the U.S. Agency for International Development and will provide food, clothing, cooking utensils, blankets, water cans, and sanitation supplies to prevent waterborne diseases in the disaster-hit areas. The State Department said the U.S. has been the largest humanitarian donor to Afghanistan, and with these latest funds, they'll have committed more than $774 million in humanitarian assistance over the past year alone. The U.S. announcement came only a day after the United Nations appealed to the global community for more than $110 million in urgent humanitarian response to some 360,000 Afghans impacted by last week's earthquake. Repeating the hour's top news story, U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Spain ahead of Wednesday's NATO summit in Madrid.